At the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, let's visit with Keith Miller from Great Bend, Kansas. Keith is a cattleman and farmer, but is also serving right now as chairman of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Keith, I'd like to talk to you about the farming operation, if we could. What all do you do there?
Well, we have a diversified grain farm. We raise wheat, corn, beans, milo, and raise quite a bit of alfalfa hay, ship it all over the United States. And to make the hay business work right, I got 350 cows, and we background all of our own calves. So we got a pretty diversified operation.
Let's talk about the hay business a little bit. Something you've been doing for quite a while.
Yeah, I've been in the hay business all my life. As soon as I started farming, I started in the hay business, and we've developed markets all over the U.S., and whenever we have a dry spell in some part of the country, we usually try and ship some product there, and it's been a very, well, it's, to be honest with you, between it and my livestock are the backbone of my operation.
We talking dairy market hay mainly?
Well, we ship a lot of dairy hay, there's no question about that, but we also ship a lot of beef cow hay into those dry parts of the U.S., a lot of grassy alfalfa. The beef producers love that product because it does have a lot of quality coming from our part of the country.
Now, when you say grassy alfalfa, what do you mean?
Well, my prime market is to try and produce dairy quality alfalfa, but when you get a bunch of rain, crabgrass comes in our hay fields, and there's still a good market for that, for crabgrass and alfalfa mixed together.
Is this irrigated alfalfa then?
I have both. I got some irrigated, and I got quite a bit of creek bottom ground that raises hay whether it rains or not, so that really works well for us.
Of course, Roundup Ready alfalfa has been in the news quite a bit here again lately. Have you tried it, or do you plan to?
I have currently got 300 acres of it out. I got in on the first batch that was, it works extremely well for me because I don't have that cow hay in that operation. I just take a shot of Roundup in there and clean it up. And that really works great for us in the production of quality alfalfa hay.
And no complaints from the neighbors?
To be honest with you, all the neighbors are planting it too. So I don't see very many people in our part of the world that's not going to plant the Roundup Ready now that it's released.
Okay. Cattle business going pretty good right now?
Cattle business is really going well, and it's because of what we're doing with the export side of the scene. Most people don't realize it, but today we're receiving $150 of every animal processed here in the U.S. comes from exports. And if we didn't have that $150, the red ink would be pretty deep because of the input costs of corn and hay, what they are today. So the exports are really helping, and the demand is really coming on strong from overseas, which I see our biggest problem in the cattle industry is not going to have enough volume to meet the demand that we are incurring overseas. And so that means that our cattle industry should be profitable for several years to come.
Yeah, I guess we've been hearing for some time as those economies continue to grow in other parts of the world, they're going to want more meat and more beef.
That's especially true in the Asian countries. I've traveled quite a bit over there, and especially China. If we can get that market open, the opportunities are endless. As I traveled China today, I think about what our country was like in 1920. With the Industrial Revolution and the people moving from the rural areas to the cities and wanting a better way of life. And as I travel there, that's what I see. And they're going to want a better diet, and they have so many people in that country that China's going to have a hard time providing that without doing a large amount of imports. And that's where the U.S. needs to be poised to help them with their needs, and it'll help our industry be more profitable.
Okay, back to the farming operation, curious how the wheat crop is going to look this spring when it comes out of dormancy.
Well, that's a very good question right now. My particular farm, I've got about 60% that looks really nice and 40% that looks really tough. We was only right on the edge where we didn't get enough moisture. I've got a lot of wheat that's just trying to come through the ground now. And that, you know, that isn't going to produce the type of quality product or the amount of product that we are normally used to, because it's not going to have time to stool and it's just not going to produce the bushels that we're used to. Now, the price being up will help make up for that. But the input costs have soared in the last 6 months, and that's going to make it really rough, especially for the farmers of western Kansas, because very little wheat's up in western Kansas. It's going to be a tough year for the wheat farmer in western Kansas.